Living as Champions, 10 Aspects of Being a Champion from the Bible. Living as Champions. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Champions pray. Champions believe. Champions act. Champions don't make excuses. And champions win. Champions go for the goal. They first have to know the goal, and then they can strive to achieve it. You've got to know the Bible. What does the Bible say? In summary, love God and love people. Make disciples. Follow God's word. Live righteously, not arrogantly, but confidently. Create the world God's way. Champions first have to know the goal and then strive to achieve it. Psalm 119 says, "Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." John 14:15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Love God and love people. Matthew 22:37-40 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Make disciples. Matthew 28:18-20 says, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" Follow God's word. Live righteously, not arrogantly, but confidently. Ephesians 4:1-3 says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Create the world God's way. Matthew 6:9-10 says, "Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions are powerful. Champions are filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered by God, and equipped for the work. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:5-6. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Empowered by God. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Ephesians 3:16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Equipped for the work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions don't quit. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Jerry Falwell started a church with about 35 members, then started a TV program, then started a Christian school. Today, his church is thriving, and over 12,000 residential students and over 90,000 online students attend Liberty University. When dealing with trials and struggles, he would oftentimes refer to Winston Churchill.
Never give in, never give in, never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Champions don't look at circumstances to determine if they should keep on going. Quit looking at hardships as signs God doesn't want you to do something. If you know something is right, if you know something is a good idea, if you think God is telling you to do something, if it lines up with what Scripture says, do it. Now, this is more my opinion and analysis, but I think it's helpful to remedy something that we do incorrectly today. Let's look at the Pilgrims, for instance. The Pilgrims, when leaving their home country, they faced trial after trial. They were defeated at almost every turn. Things rarely went right for them, yet they kept on going, kept on praying, kept on trusting God. Imagine if the Pilgrims would have seen their circumstances as signs that God did not want them to continue. Imagine if they had quit. We wouldn't today be living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Joshua 1:6-9, this is one of my favorite biblical passages. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Hebrews 10:23-24 say, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur on one another towards love and good deeds. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and they encourage others. Champions pray. James 5:13-18 says, is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. I'd like to refer to a story in Acts 12, 5 through 16. This was the church praying for Peter. They were praying hard, but they actually didn't believe it could happen so quickly. As the story goes, Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying for him. There's a knock at the door. "Peter's at the door," someone says. "You're out of your mind." But Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. So you see, they were praying, but they didn't even believe. So not only must champions pray, they must believe. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Champions pray, and champions believe. Hebrews 11, 1, 2, and 6 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Try and think of a time when God punished someone for having too much faith. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Champions pray. Champions believe. And champions act. Sometimes we misapply the verse that says, "Be still and know that I'm God." We seem to use that verse to govern almost all of our lives. We sit around waiting for God, but what if He's waiting for us? We've got our instructions. What are we waiting for? James 2, 14 through 17 says, "What use is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Try and think of a time when God punished someone for being bold and acting on his promises. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Champions pray. Champions believe. Champions act. Champions don't make excuses. Champions don't make excuses. The end times don't matter. Let me say that again. The end times don't matter. Now, yes, I know. Of course, the end times matter, but they are not an excuse. Don't let the idea that Jesus is coming back one day be an excuse for inactivity. People have been thinking it was the end times since Jesus left in the first place. Where does the Bible say to sit around and wait for him? On the contrary, in Luke 19:12 through 27, we see a man of noble birth who went away to be made king. And he called his servants to him, and he gave them each some minas, which was money in that day. And he told them to be productive until he returned. He went away and was made king, and when he returned, he called his servants to account. "Sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant," his master replied. "Because you have been trustworthy in a very small manner, take charge of 10 cities." The second came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 5 more." His master answered, "You take charge of 5 cities." Then another servant came and said, "Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it and laid it away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then didn't you put money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest? Then he said to those standing by, take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. So we see here that the ruler rewarded those who were productive with the resources that they were given, and he punished the one who was not. We must be productive until the Lord returns. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Champions pray. Champions believe. Champions act. Champions don't make excuses, and champions win. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:35-39 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we already know the end of the story. Revelation 19:11-16 says, I saw heaven standing open there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 20:10 says, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet have been thrown. They will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Revelation 21:1-4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. We win. We win. Question is, what will you do until then? If you are in Christ, you are a champion. Live like one. 10 aspects of being a champion from the Bible. Champions go for the goal. Champions are powerful. Champions don't quit. Champions are encouraged and encourage others. Champions pray. Champions believe. Champions act. Champions don't make excuses, and champions win.